If Iraqis were allowed to decide the U.S. presidential election next Tuesday, a new public opinion poll says Democratic challenger John Kerry would win over President Bush, even though Mr. Bush launched the invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein. But the survey indicates the majority of Iraqis just don't care. The new survey of Iraqi public opinion was conducted last week by Iraq's Center for Research and Strategic Studies in Baghdad. The group, which has been operating in Iraq for about a year, says its latest survey indicates that among Iraqis with a preference, Mr. Kerry leads President Bush by 6.5 percentage points. The poll has a margin of error of 4%. But the director of the center, former Iraqi exile Sadoun al-Dulaimi, says 58% of the respondents said they don't care who wins the U.S. presidential election.
But in the end, those who said we care about what that happened in America, Kerry in front of Bush, 22.5% of Iraqis said we prefer to see Kerry as the next of the American president. And those who said we prefer Bush, just 16%, no more. And that's actually regarded as a decline for Bush, because when we asked the Iraqis before, 2 months ago, Bush was in front of Kerry.
In a further breakdown of the statistics, Mr. al-Dulaimi said 60% of Kurdish respondents from northern Iraq said they support Mr. Bush. Most Kurds were staunch opponents of Saddam Hussein. The poll indicated 75% of Arab Iraqis who have an opinion support John Kerry. Mr. Dulaimi said Iraqis from the Shiite Muslim majority generally prefer President Bush, but a large majority of Sunnis responding to the survey oppose the president. Saddam Hussein is a Sunni Muslim. A more immediate gauge of Iraqi public opinion is often heard on Baghdad's call-in radio station, Radio Dijla. Dijla is Arabic for Tigris, one of Iraq's major rivers. The head of the radio station is Ahmed al-Rakabi. He says President Bush's popularity in Iraq has steadily been on the decline. Mr. al-Rakabi says in the beginning, Mr. Bush's popularity was very high because he led the effort to remove Saddam Hussein from power. However, he says many Iraqis now believe President Bush has failed to deliver on promises of reconstruction, improved services, and better security. He says Mr. Bush's popularity in Iraq is very low right now. And while most Iraqis know little or nothing about John Kerry, Mr. al-Rakabi says many Iraqis are more inclined to support the Democratic Party candidate in hopes that he would be able to provide more services for Iraqis, especially in the area of security. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Baghdad.